One of Matty Hill's best calls, Artur, is winning that blue diamond. And we've seen that Newgate is not scared to splash the cash. And today they've got the two best three-year-olds we saw as two-year-olds resuming today. And I'd imagine Henry Field would be pretty nervous. And it's always great to catch up with Henry. Good morning, Henry. You well?
Good morning, Michael. I'm terrific. How are you?
Very well indeed. Do you get nervous when you see these star two-year-olds returning for the first time as a three-year-old?
Yeah, not really. I mean, there's you know, a long way from their grand final. It's not their quarter final. It's not their semi-final. It's probably their quarter final. So you sort of just hope they resume in good order, more so than anything else. You know, if they run well, like they're in for a huge prep or a terrific preparation, then we'll be more than happy.
Henry, a lot said about the Golden Slipper being a stallion-making race, but for a lot of them, there is life beyond it. They've still got a three-year-old campaign. And is the money in the bank already, so to speak, with Stay Inside, or is it important for him to pick up where he left off?
Yeah, but the reality is, whatever Stay Inside does going forward is a bonus. Golden Slipper winners, as history will tell you, the bullseye stallion prospects. There's no race probably on the planet that has a better strike rate of stallions making the grade than the Golden Slipper, irrespective of whether they trained on or they didn't. So whatever he does is a bonus. Obviously, it'd be lovely if he could come back and take the next step as a three-year-old. I suppose we'll learn more today. But he certainly will go to stud next season, most likely as the number one draft pick sire of his generation, whatever he does as a three-year-old.
Henry, I'm sure the target for the horses that you got your Golden Rose in Sydney and perhaps some other options, but obviously the Caulfield Guineas and then potentially a Coolmore later on in the preparation is the big goals for these two stars, if not some of the others. I mean, there's going to be a fair bit of red and yellow on display today.
Yeah, there is, and that's great. Exciting for our partners. We've got an awesome, very strong and high-calibre syndicate behind both horses. Artorias is really going to be targeted at the Caulfield Guineas, more so than the Coolmore. So I could expect he will, I expect he's probably got more improvement in him perhaps than Stay Inside, who's a very naturally fast horse that's well suited to the 1100. It's interesting that Artorias' draw in Barrier 3, where that puts him. Hopefully they're not playing jockeys, because if they do, they're probably going to leave the leader, General Boa Gimme, in front if they play jockeys. Back in the field where Artorias is likely to be settling. But if he gets clear running, I expect he'll be running through the line aggressively. Certainly the update from Sam and Anthony Friedman was that we should expect significant improvement second and third up. So we'll wait and see today.
Henry, it's fascinating staying roster at Newgate, and a lot's been said about our inability to produce horses that can fend off the internationals in Melbourne Cups, and there is no commercial reality to breeding those sort of horses. And if ever there's a roster that reflects the absolute commercial reality of Australian racing, it's Newgate with brutal capitalist, deep field, extreme choice, and these two candidates as well. Are you an interested observer to those discussions about we need to start breeding stayers? Because your farm represents the exact opposite, but it also represents the commercial reality too, doesn't it?
Well, you know what? This is how I look at it. We breed the best sprinter milers in the world, certainly the best sprinters. So, if my stallions are at the top of the tree, I'm producing the best product in the world. We are able to compete, not only compete, but dominate in the sprinting ranks. So the product that Newgate produces is the world best product. Now, if I tried to breed mile and a quarter horses, I'm massively behind the eight ball, and I think that, you know, we want to focus on being the world best at what we do, and what we do is we breed very fast horses. There's arguments about bringing in more dour horses to stand on the roster. And I'm always open-minded. Like, we always want to be better and improve. But if Australia is known for breeding the fastest horses in the world, I want to breed the fastest horses in Australia.
Yeah, we're well on the way there. And certainly they're so identifiable, because the majority of your horses have raced here in Australia. And, look, I want to bring to everyone's attention the success that Deep Field has had, and particularly this season. Henry, we're 28 days into the new season, into August, and he's had 28 winners. And actually, that was of yesterday, which is an extraordinary stat.
Yeah, no, he's playing at a treble yesterday. Yeah, two of them at a mile, actually. So that was good, showing his versatility as they get a little bit older. But yeah, it's an amazing achievement for a horse. You can't forget with Deep Field, he's had the majority of his best colts harvested out of the Australian marketplace to go to Hong Kong. He's the hottest stallion in Hong Kong by a fair way. So I think there's been like 40 or 50 of his males have been bought by Hong Kong interest, which is a huge number of his best male progeny. So considering that, I think he's doing a phenomenal job with his runners in Australia.
Henry, a lot of people are fascinated by the telephone numbers in the breeding world, and these stallions are absolutely at the top of the tree, potential stallions for earning when we talk about the likes of Stainside and Artorias. Without getting into absolute finite numbers, ballpark figures of what they're worth and what you pay for them, and then what their earning capacity could be the first 3, 4, 5 years it starts, what would they be?
Yeah, so I mean, these colts running today, without putting up, you know, an actual figure on them, but you know, they're in the tens of millions. They're in the tens of millions, and as stud masters, we try to work on a 4-year multiple. So I would look at the deal and say, over the next 4 years, I'd like to repay the purchase price of that stallion, and after that point, they'll have runners on the racetrack, and if their runners are good horses, then they'll have longevity at stud and increased earnings. And if they don't get ordinary runners, well, then they'll be relocated to a lesser jurisdiction. But that's the mathematics of it, and they are huge numbers. However, you know, it's no different to making an investment, buying a commercial property, or investing into a private company. You know, it's all done on very clear metrics, and you know, every decision is based, you know, purely on economics, which is interesting considering, you know, I can tell you that every single one of the major stud masters in Australia got into the business because we love the animal, you know. So, but when it comes to the deals of this magnitude, it comes down to, you know, the economics first and foremost.
It's amazing the storyline and the family tree. When you look at the sire of Artorias, Flying Artie, and the sire of Stay Inside Extreme Choice, and you forget that epic
Blue Diamond.
You remember that epic Blue Diamond that they had both trained by Mick Price, and you see the progeny, which have been so phenomenal at the moment. And you've got another one that you haven't unwrapped as yet, and that's Profiteer, who could well have arguments to be the best sprinting 3-year-old in the land as well. How's Profiteer returned?
Yeah, he's good. He did a piece of work this morning. Mick was very pleased with it by all reports. I think he's in a trial in a couple of weeks, or as you call them in Victoria, jump out in a couple of weeks, and then he'll run first up in the Moya. You know, I think he's a very interesting horse because, you know, he may well have been the fastest 2-year-old in the land last year. I know it probably didn't work out in the slipper, but leading up to it, he was running times on the clock, which horses just don't do. Two or three different trainers at Rosehill that I respect greatly, you know, were in awe of the horse's talent. And come at the races, Daniel O'Sullivan does, you know, we have him on retainer. And after his first up victory at Flemington up the straight, he said, just buy this horse. He runs times that 2-year-olds don't run. So, you know, I think Mick's done a great job. Mick and Michael have done a great job in sort of harnessing his speed. That's probably his Achilles heel. And if they can harness his speed, expect a dynamite sprint to come the next few months.
Henry, it's a huge day for yourself and Newgate. You're great at picking these stallions. Can you pick the fastest horse for the RSN listeners today? Who should they be backing?
Do you know what? I reckon it's really, really tricky. But, you know, if I had to pick between Artorias and Stay Inside today, I would pick Stay Inside. I just think he's probably a bit more of a suitable race first up, and I think that Artorias has probably got more improvement in the locker.
All right, and we'll look for Captivant to be hitting the line and heading down to the Caulfield Guineas.
For sure, that's his target.
Good on you, Henry. Great to catch up.
Thanks, guys. Good on you.